Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this special edition of Don't Be Fooled by the Kids That I Got. I'm still trendy from the block. That's J-Lo, because we're going to be talking about J-Lo in a little bit. And I'm Miles, and I'm joined here by Becca Ramos. How are you, Becca?
Hello. I'm good.
Okay. Were you nay-naying there?
I'm just moving.
You were kind of doing
wiggling.
A bit of a... Or is it like a single lady?
Why is she always dancing? And I'm like, I don't know.
Are you always dancing?
Yeah, I'm just always moving. Like, I'm always like...
Yeah. Yeah, right. You're dynamic.
Yeah,
you're mercurial.
I'm just bumping all the time.
Well, good to have you. Let's talk about some of the trends that are happening right this moment. Montana's trending because Governor Greg Gianforte, who I believe body slammed a politician many years ago in a previous campaign.
Yikes.
Anyway, has banned TikTok in Montana. Now, what that means?
Yeah, I don't even think they really know.
Apparently, it's going to take effect in January, and it's naming TikTok. They're basically prohibiting the app from operating within state lines. So it also outlines potential fines of $10,000 per day for violators, including app stores found to host a social media application. I don't know, like, how you're going to... I don't know
regulate
how you do that.
That.
And many more than that, it's like, how are you going to win a lawsuit that doesn't... that well, this is clearly, like, infringing on people's, like, First Amendment rights.
I just have so many technical questions of... Say you are someone who resides outside of Montana. You happen to visit Montana, let's say on a bachelorette party, because it does seem like ladies are going to Montana lately. So you're not allowed to use TikTok while you're in Montana, even if you don't live in Montana. Like, is it any person visiting Montana? Or is it like the Apple Store will restrict downloads in Montana? Like, it won't have it on the Apple Store of if you
look, see, now you're
registered.
Asking too many technical questions.
Yeah, like,
this is just to drum up
sense to me in this day and age.
Yeah, it's just to keep the steady beat of, you know, Chinese suspicion going in the government, because as he even says, it's to protect Montanans and their data from the Chinese Communist Party. Sure, man. Sure. Good luck with that, man. Like, your kids hate you. That's pretty much what's going on there. So yeah, good luck with that. I mean, like, that's already like a can of worms. Like, when we were talking about, even when they were talking, like, they had the dumb idea in Congress to do it. It's like, how?
Yeah.
Also, like, people are making a living off of that shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing? So we'll see. I mean, again, it just feels like more, you know, more red state, red meat. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Even the mommy bloggers, you know, they're making, I'd argue, very exploitative money off of TikTok. So
yeah, Yeah, exactly. So let's see. What else is trending? The Star Cruiser is trending. The Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser in Orlando is closing this fall sometime in September.
My dad's collapsing to his knees right now.
Is your dad also a Star Wars man child like me?
Oh, 100%.
Let's go.
Best believe.
Can I take your dad?
Yes, he would
I'll
love
go with
that.
Your dad.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Because I know
Valley Kid himself, who is a Star Wars man child, he would love to go with you to Star Wars.
Yeah, I mean, because this is like, to me, I'm like, oh shit, the fucking clock is ticking. Because I was like, oh shit, I want to do that. I mean, it's expensive. That's the only thing that I'm like, ugh, bro, I don't know if like.
Yeah, my parents went 2 years ago. It was, I think, summer 2021. So they did get to experience it at least one more time before it all ended.
Oh, he's been on the Star Cruiser? He went on the hotel thing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, did he dress up the whole time he was there?
No,
on board?
No, he didn't dress up the whole time.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, whew.
He's not that committed, you know, but he likes enjoy and take photos.
I will say this. Holly, who hosts Stuff You Missed in History Class, massive Star Wars fan. She describes herself as a rabid Star Wars fan. She says, I have rabies. I think she's been on that shit like 3 times. And every time I ask her, I'm like, yo, how lit is it? She's like, it's the best fucking place I've ever been. And she dresses the fuck up. It's so weird. All they're saying is like, we're closing it. And we love that we had this bespoke boutique experience. And we were going to apply what we've learned here to like other experiences for people to know. Again, I'm like, I hate when I become such like a hoe for Star Wars, but I'm sorry. I want to live on a spaceship.
And I feel like they had a few, because my parents were a Disney family. I know, sorry.
I'm sorry. Did you see that fight that happened at Disney?
What?
Did you see that fight, that fist fight that broke out? Where people want to take pictures in front of like the little garden thing? like the little flower display? Yeah. Yo, these people were scrapping. This one dude beat the brakes off another dad.
Oh
like,
my God. No, my parents used to go like every year, every other year. It's like the only family vacation we go on because my dad hates traveling. So we always go to Disney World and they do like the whole nine yards. Like we stay on the property, we do the meal plan, we eat at the restaurants. So, you know, my parents are like all about this kind of stuff. And I feel like they've had a couple of these themed hotels that have been hit or miss. But I feel like this is one of the ones that was like, it was a wait list to like get in and like rent and all this stuff. Because they have another one that is over by Magic Kingdom. I don't remember what that one is. And then they have like the Polynesian.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm shocked that they would, after the anticipation of this Star Cruiser, just shut it down.
Yeah. I mean, I'd imagine knowing how businesses operate, it's that they don't want to, it's too expensive or something, or it's not making enough money. But I can't believe that because I feel like, again, there's demand, whatever. I don't know.
Unless you think from a spectacle place, like they are transitioning to more Marvel stuff and they might change it into a Marvel hotel.
I don't know why, like, you can still, you fucking capitalist, you can still make money off of us.
Literally.
We'll still throw our fucking dollars at you because we want to pretend that we are fucking Han Solo and shit. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's too much. Zeitgang, if you've been and it's bullshit and underrated or overrated, let me know. Because then that'll probably free me.
Took pictures and he didn't stay at that one. They always stay at the one that is connected to Epcot where they can like, because they like that you can take this little ferry to Hollywood Studios and to Epcot.
Yeah,
Like you could walk to Epcot. Like it's the perfect location to be the most central, I think, to all of the parks because it's like only a 15-minute bus ride to Magic Kingdom. And obviously the Animal Kingdom is the farthest way, but that's because it's like legitimately like far away from everything. I don't remember which one it is because it's like Boardwalk or Broadway. There's like, it's on the Boardwalk one. They always stay there, but I think they went and visited because you can eat at the different restaurants. You know, there's a restaurant in the Star Cruiser. So they, I think, had reservations there. So they like
got it. I don't even think you can even get a fucking reservation now.
They stopped like after COVID and like, I think after my parents went, that was the last time that Disney's like customer experience was really good. Even then, my parents were like, we don't know if we're going to go back to Disney for a while because it was such a bad like customer experience. They had taken away a lot of the privileges for people who are loyal, like Disney folks. I mean, we've talked about in TDZ where like you spent all your money going here and now they're like having this expensive thing for like the park passes and like you can no longer just like get access to certain things without paying an extra premium. They're not doing the meal plan anymore. They're not doing reservations. It's just like a lot of stuff.
All right. Well, it is what it is.
It is.
You know,
it
whatever, whatever. I'll just get really high and watch Star Wars or some shit. And it'll be enough. What else? The Supreme Court is trending because they've been making some actually, you know, decisions that make it seem like people are on to them, that they are a fully politicized body of bribe taking freaks. But this time they came down on the right side of, you know, a photographer's copyright suit. So this is from a photographer by the name of Lynn Goldsmith, who took a picture of Prince, but Andy Warhol then used like that image to make art. And basically they ruled in Lynn Goldsmith's favor, this photographer, 7-2, that Warhol's images did not constitute a fair use under copyright law. We know about that as creators, you know, is it transformative, et cetera. But this is going to reverberate through a lot of creative industries, because essentially what it's saying is like, yeah, man, if you have copyrighted work and other people are trying to like flip that shit, especially in the age of AI and stuff, you may be able to claim seek some damages there. So, yeah.
Which is especially great. It's a great move, I think, for artists and creators. Even though this is a case that is like from the 80s, I wonder what brought it to the Supreme Court as of late, or like, has it been on the docket for that long?
I don't know. It's probably just, I wish I knew how any of it worked. All I do is I just make stuff up on the fly. I don't even know who Clarence Thomas is, to be honest. I think he's cool. I don't know. He's black, so he's cool, right? No?
Yikes.
Oh no. He's not doing right, but oh no. Wait. Skinfolk and kinfolk? No, please, Clarence. Ooh. No, please. What am I reading? Wait, I did a whole Behind the Bastards episode series on him. Yeah, that's right. I remember now. He sucks.
Absolutely.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back to talk about some other, like, one interesting thing and then two sucky things. But I'm sorry, that's what's trending. We'll be right back.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
And we're back. Let's start off actually with Ron DeSantis, because we were just talking about Disney in Florida. Anyway, this man is on a tear of anti-LGBTQ bills right now. He went and signed like a bill at like a liberal college, basically being like, man, DEI is over in the state. Fuck it. It's illegal. It's banned. A few other terrible don't say gay bills, and one of the worst transgender bathroom bills ever of all time goes to Ron DeSantis. The way this bill is worded is that basically if a cis person is in a bathroom with a transgender person, and they're like, I don't know, this person might be trans, an employee can tell the transgender person to leave. And if the person does not leave for any reason, they will be charged with criminal trespass. This is like, it doesn't even work. Like, what? Like, essentially, it's like you can't even use a bathroom if you're trans.
Absolutely.
By this logic, it's absolutely fucking nonsense. But again, he's on a tour right now because he's really, because he's not like charismatic and like he kind of looks dorky in pictures, he's trying to go for full cruelty, full pain, as you know, how he's going to differentiate, I guess, from Trump. But my God, like every fucking bill that he signs gets fucking worse and worse and worse to the point where you're like, when are you just going to do like summary executions in the street?
Yeah. I mean, it's gotten to the point, I mean, obviously it's been very much in the media of like Disney battling DeSantis right now, but an article, as you were talking about, that just popped up of how Disney is shutting down like $1 billion worth of business in Florida because of all of DeSantis's bullshit. So, you know, it's like a weird battle that I'm glad Disney is fighting. You know, they could be doing more in other areas, but
again, it's a bad situation when you're like, who do I root for? What the fuck? Yeah. I feel like Larry David in that Palestinian chicken episode. When I'm,
yes.
Which? What? Who am I? What? Who? Why? So, yeah, I mean, my God. May his reign last for not long, please.
Yeah, get out of here.
I mean, but it sounds like a lot of Democratic operatives are starting to feel a little bit better about, you know, their like potential for wins in the states. I mean, I've seen those maps. They are carved up and cut up against the odds. But hey, whatever needs to happen. Because I know it's like most states, you know, it's like, it's not everybody there is a DeSantis fan. A lot of people just fucking end up caught up in the fucking culture wars that their stupid ass governors want to throw down because they want to pump their little presidential peepees up before they run for the primary.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same. I would say Florida's in a similar boat as Texas has been with Greg Abbott for years and years and years and years. There are a lot of people in Texas that are not his fucking biggest fan, as they should not be, because he is absolute fucking vile vitriol of Texas.
Yeah. It's like, even too, like I know people who live in Texas that are not Abbott fans, and they're just kind of like, this is fucked up. Like, I don't even, and now especially too, a lot of people who, you know, Latinx, Hispanic people, they're like, the fuck, they're like signing bills that are trying to outlaw like brown people. Like, should I live here?
It's her. I mean, horrifying. I don't know. He's actually horrifying for like to the level of DeSantis is for Florida for trans people. Greg Abbott for years has been terrorizing Texas.
Oh yeah. I mean, think of how he just vilified like those people who were killed by the guy who was like shooting his gun. He's like, well, they're illegal immigrants. It's like, wow. But again, they're speaking for a rapidly dwindling audience of people. So, you know, the next step is just full scale fascism. What else? The Dodgers. I got to say, LA Dodgers, what in the fuck are y'all doing? This is a fucking shame. It's a Shonda Rhimes. The LA Dodgers on Wednesday, they were giving an award to the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, which is like this group, a fundraising group, LGBTQ activists that like, they dress up as like, you know, sort of like campy Catholic figures and things like this. But they do is they fundraise for great causes. Because of like the outrage of people like Marco Rubio, and they're like, this is an anti-Catholic extremist group, and they're like about indoctrinating your kids, et cetera, et cetera. You know, like also, you know, they're like a charity like drag group. The Dodgers are removing them from their annual Pride Night.
That makes me sad.
Because of fucking creep ass right wing pressure. This is not fucking Florida, man. This is whatever. I mean, I wish I could say better about the owners of the team, but that's clearly their decision. And they felt it's not worth it to us to, I don't know, actually recognize a group that's doing good simply because they're in drag and you have enough fucking screaming Twitter avatars telling you that this is bad. Such a fucking bad look. And again, like, just on the heels of talking about Ron DeSantis, like, this is the time when you, if you have the ability to do this, to platform people or to align yourselves with them, that you should be doing it rather than fucking caving to these really, really terrible people.
Absolutely.
To put it lightly. That's a euphemism. Really, really terrible people is a euphemism. That's the best I'm going to do right now. But yeah, so cool. We'll see what charity or like what group they are going to replace for like their sort of like community hero award, which is what the group, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, were going to receive. But yeah, we'll see what they do. Just shows you like, man, shit is going
it's
backwards.
Bleak.
It's sliding, which is why we have to be very on top of it as just like people to be able to like call it out as soon as you can with whatever voice we can. And then Jennifer Lopez is our final trending topic. she recently gave an interview about how she is racked with guilt that her fame makes her the life of her twins, Max and Emmy, just so quote unquote hard. And she says, quote, I did that to them, which feels a little bit like you're patting yourself on the back. You're like, that's how fucking lit I am.
My life is so good. I made my kids' life so hard.
My brand is so fucking powerful that my kids are like fucked up and miserable. And I feel bad for them, you know, but I did that. You know me, I'm Jenny from the block. Shout out to those kids though. But I get it. She like overall, it's more just like, you know, the interview more reads about like how she's just really as a parent wants to protect them. And like, this is one thing because being the twin children of J-Lo and Mark Anthony, you know, they got a lot of attention.
I do wonder because I mean, not that I am following J-Lo's social or anything like that, or keeping like super tabs with her besides like the stuff mm-hmm. that goes like incredibly viral.
Yeah.
I don't feel like her kids are that much in the spotlight. Because
me either.
Not to call J-Lo or not J-Lo, not to call Mark Anthony like a Debbie Depp, but he is a man who's had four ex-wives who has six children. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He is spreading his seed far and wide. And is he that involved in all his kids' lives? I don't know.
Right.
It's not like they're running on tour with Mark Anthony, being bothered by Mark Anthony's fame and life.
Right,
and J-Lo,
right.
I feel like, has so many people on her team, and she keeps a pretty like low profile for her kids that I have a hard time imagining their kids' lives as hard as maybe like the psychological terror that I'm worried about the Kardashian clan's children, you know?
Right.
Like, I'm
exactly.
like, what is North going to be like growing up? I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. I mean, I can only imagine. I don't know, man. I'll tell you this. And I talk about this a lot, like in the part of LA I grew up in, I know kids that were stars themselves as kids. And I know kids who were the children of really famous people. And sometimes like some kids are able to be healthy and have like their own way out of it. Sometimes if you live under a shadow, it can do all kinds of shit to your ability to like carve out your own identity. And it can take
true.
A very long time trying to figure out who the fuck you are, because everybody's like, you're so-and-so's kid. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can see how it's tough, but like at the end of the day, J-Lo did that to y'all.
J-Lo did that.
Yeah, that's what she said. She said, I did that. I mean, like, it's just so funny how like, I love how that one line is being like, illuminated, like, and I did that to them by being so fucking famous. You know what I mean? I could have stopped, but no. I know, and if the rumors are true, I don't let the help look me in my eye, and I did that to them too.
And I did that to them too.
And I did that because I am that. All right, J-Lo, you know, good for you. I'm glad you did that though.
Good luck to your kids.
Good luck to them. Yeah, Max, Emmy, if you want to come on the podcast, let us know. We'd love to hear all the dirt, or just, you know, we can just kind of have like a big open love fest and just kind of, we can be here for you and hear what's going on.
I mean, they're
with
still
y'all.
Babies. They're not, I think they're like 14 or something like that. They're pretty
young.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is a tough age though, too. Like when people are like, yo, your mom is fucking hot. Like,
yeah.
Can you imagine what people are saying? You know what I mean? I don't know. Or they're like, your dad has creepy eyes.
Your dad like really loves women. He's really just like out here, huh? Do you even know your siblings? I don't know. That could be traumatizing.
Yeah. Again, Max, Emmy, call into the show. We'd love to hear from you. Let us know. Do we have it wrong? Because I'm ignorant, and I'm willing to own that.
You know, so I was like,
who? J-Lo?
Yeah.
Rawr. Okay, yeah. Let them know. Well, that's going to do it for us today on the trending episode. We'll tell you what's trending tomorrow, obviously, for that part. But we got a whole episode coming up for you on Friday. Please enjoy the rest of your Thursday and get ready for Friday because we're almost there. And the weather looks great right now where I live. I love that. And I hope it is where you are, too. Until then, you know, be kind to yourself. Be kind to each other. Be safe scientifically, medically, and stand up to all kinds of discrimination. And that's including this damn fucking homophobia and transphobia that's running roughshod through the nation right now because it's nonsense. And I think most of us realize, like, well, stop fucking around with our friends and neighbors. All right, y'all. We will catch y'all later. And take care of yourselves. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.